Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jessica. The person I'm transferring is Jamaica Brown.
Okay, perfect. I'll take it from here. Thank you. Hi, Jamaica.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. My name's Jessica. The call
Morning.
is being recorded here. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know what year you were diagnosed?
Yes, 2013.
2013. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No. Okay, no worries. And then next year, the Depo information, did you use the name brand injectable, Depo Provera?
I did.
You did. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am. I used
Okay.
it for 3 years.
3 years. Okay. And within that 1 year, can you com like one of the years, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay.
I had 10 shots.
Okay. And do you know what year estimately you first started using it? Best of your knowledge?
2013.
Okay, so it was 2013 that you first started using it and you were also
Oh, no.
diagnosed?
No, I started using it in 2010.
2010. Okay. And do you know when you stopped taking it?
In
Estimately
2013,
2013. Okay. So
when
you
I was
did.
diagnosed.
Okay. So you did use it sometime between 1992 to present date. And then next year we'll go through the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can
Yes.
you confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
Okay, thank you. And then can you spell your first name for me?
Jimeka.
Jimeka.
Yes.
And then is Brown Brown?
It is.
Okay. And then, what is your date of birth?
11/11/1988.
And again, it was 11/11/1988. What was it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
11/11/1988.
Sorry.
That's
And
okay.
then, what is your email address?
It's my first and last name at gmail.com.
So first name, last name at gmail.com. And then is the 251-295-7218, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the medical record release forms, your social?
Four 18/31/9298.
And again, it was 418-31-9298. Okay, and then your mailing address?
61 Eugene Avenue, Mobile, Alabama, 36610.
Okay, thank you. And then let's see. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor or at least facility that you were diagnosed at?
Diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I do. It was Dr. Sean Clark, or I think it was Thomas Hospital.
Sean Clark Thomas Hospital?
Hospital, mm-hmm.
In what city?
It was in Fairhope, Alabama.
Fairhope?
Mm-hmm.
Is Fairhope one word?
Yes.
Okay, one second. Is that on Morphe Ave?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry, bear with me. Did you have treatments there as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then has there been a prior cancer diagnosis for you?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And then do you remember the prescribing doctor or the facility where you got the shots at?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Stephen Winston.
Stephen Winston?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At what hospital?
It was at a clinic.
Clinic?
In Fairhope.
In Fairhope. Okay, one second.
MDVIP Fairhope. I think that was the name of that clinic. I can't remember that.
It did come up, Stephen E. Winston, M.D., Middle Street. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, yes.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Family Practice Associates. Does that sound familiar as the name?
That doesn't sound familiar.
No.
That's probably
okay. Girl, doctor. It's fine. One second here.
It's the Wilson. I know it's Dr. Stephen Winston, though.
Okay. No worries. And then your pharmacy name?
The pharmacy is Walgreens. In Mobile. University Boulevard.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record to indicate your tumor and type, at least with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved one. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes. 251. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
251.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second. Let me go to my mama.
No worries.
251-408-8644.
Okay, and you said that was your mother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then her name?
Dewan, D-U-A-N, Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
Okay, perfect. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.